Well, hello. I'm so excited to be back again this week. And like always, I like to start off the day saying, I think it's a phenomenal day because it's always a great day to have a great day. And one of the reasons I have a great day is because of my executive assistant, Jace. And we're going to bring Jace on so we can say hi. Hey, Jace, how are you?
Hello, hello everyone.
So you are going to Manila with your friends, what, Friday?
Yes, I'll be traveling Friday. I'll be seeing them the same day. We will be having the weekend together, just catching up. So I'm very excited for
Oh yeah, just catching up, going and getting drunk, meeting other
that.
people. Oh, I'm just kidding with you. You're like, how did you know?
I mean,
So
they drink, but with all the things that I have, I don't drink anymore. So there's that too.
I don't drink either and never have. So I high five to you for not drinking. I have too much of a control freak in me to let that be part of my life. You're like that, and I'm weird enough when I'm sober. Can you imagine me drunk?
Me too.
It was like, oh my goodness. So how long are you going to be there?
I'll be with my friends in Manila for 3 days, and then right after that, I'll be visiting my family back north. So I'll be there for at least 3 weeks, I think, just to celebrate my nephew's birthday on August 12th. So, yeah.
Oh, awesome. So you got a lot of cool stuff coming ahead.
Yes. It's the start of it. Like August and November are the months that I usually go home, so I'm very excited.
Well, I'm excited for you. I am traveling this weekend too, and that's the reason I struggled with what topic I wanted to have this week. And I think, in fact, I know it was you. We were talking, and I went, crabs in a bucket.
Yeah.
That's what I want to talk about. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute. But I'm so glad that you are helping me out. You are the best.
Thank you.
And I want to share. Have you heard of Dr. Viktor Frankl?
No, not really.
Hey, doctor, he's old, long ago type thing. Dr. Viktor Frankl wrote a lot of books like Man's Search for Meaning, Man's Search for Happiness, I mean, all kinds of stuff. But he was a prisoner in the Nazi war camps and when he was a child. And he happened to be in one of the prisons that they did hideous experiments on their reproductive system. I will just say it that way. And he noticed that in the camp, there were two types of people. There were the ones that were miserable and crying and whining and complaining. And then there were those that were happy and cheerful and sharing their bread with the other people and, just a whole different attitude. And it occurred to him one day that, and he called it the last of the human freedoms. And in fact, I'm going to put up a slide that shows it because it's so beautiful. He says, everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Now, what he realized with the last of the human freedoms is they can make me bleed. They can even kill me. They can put me in excruciating pain, but they can't force my attitude. That's my choice. And that's why, Jace, I chose this topic this week is because no matter how many times you hear something, or how many times you've taught something, something happens and you go, I need that lesson again, or you need to be reminded. And so this week I needed a reminder. So that's why we're going to do the topic we're doing. So, are you okay with the crabs in the bucket? Kind of
Yes,
a
I'm
little bit
excited.
gross.
Let's go.
All right, let's get going. Crabs in the bucket. I did a webinar actually on this, and if you guys write crab down in the comments, and we will be monitoring those for those of you who watch this afterwards, then Jason and I will make sure that we get you a copy of that full webinar. But I would like to, in fact, Jason, if you can bring up the PowerPoint on the crabs, I'll just show them the first couple and talk through it real fast.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Crabs in the bucket mentality. What does that mean? Crabs in the bucket mentality. This is where, well, let's tell the story. That's going to make it a whole lot easier. Telling the story. So the story goes, there was a fisherman who, obviously fished all day, and he was did crabbing and things like that. And he had a young son who missed him dearly and couldn't wait to grow up and be a fisherman and a crabber like his dad. Well, finally the day came that he got to go out with his dad onto the ship and learn how to do all of these things, but he was too young to do them yet, so he still had to just learn. So he would spend the day watching his dad and trying to learn all the things he could. And then in the evening on the way home, they would just sit and enjoy the sound of the water and the sunset. Oh, now it's all nice and beautiful, but now comes the time that his dad says, "Hey, it's time for you to learn how to go crabbing." So he taught him how to set the trap. So he set the trap, and the next day they came back and they got the trap out, and lo and behold, there's a crab in it. And so he goes to put the crab in the bucket, and he sees that the crab is crawling out. And his dad says, "Hurry, put a lid on that crab in that bucket." So the boy quickly puts the lid on that crab. Well, they also then go out and they pull up another, and there's more crabs. So the boy grabs the crabs and he goes to put the lid on it, and his dad kneels down. He says, "Oh, you don't need a lid anymore." And the boy said, "Well, why not?" And he said, "Well, see, son, you got crabs in the bucket. If there's one, it will crawl out and find its way to freedom. If you've got two or more crabs in that bucket, the other crabs don't want that crab to get out and succeed. They will keep pulling that crab back in." And so the lesson on that was, you got crabs in your life. They will pull you back in. And when I say crabs, I don't just mean people with bad attitudes, because we used to have people in the office that we would say, "Oh, they're crabby." But no, I mean people who, for one reason or another, don't want to see you succeed, and they will pull you back down into that bucket. And when you've got these crabs, the only thing you can do, get this to move, is well, here's my personal thoughts on crabs, is you got to first identify who they are, and they're usually the people who do things to discourage you, or they're the people who are always telling you that you're not good enough, or they gossip about you, or they yell at you. I've got some crabs in my life that I'm going to have to face come this weekend. And they've always tried to keep me in the bucket. And I finally pulled myself out of that bucket. And I did that by removing myself from the situation. And this is one of the things I encourage people to do when you got crabs in the bucket, is remove yourself from the situation. And then find good friends. Find good people to be with, people who will lift you up, not pull you down, people who want to see you succeed. Those are the people that you want to be with. And then those that are willing to share their successes with you and share your success, and just are happy. They're just happy for you, and they're happy for your success. And that brings us peace and love. And that's the crabs in the bucket mentality in a short version part of the webinar. But it goes into much, much more detail on ways to overcome being part of that mentality and how to eliminate crabs in your life. Well, now, you know, Karenisms. I get into personal information sometimes, okay, all the time. But I've had some crabs in the bucket with me from a very, very, very young age. And it didn't matter what I did. If I could get blamed for something, I was blamed for it. If I could get mocked or ridiculed, I was mocked or ridiculed. If I could be accused of something, I was accused. I was tolerated. I was never one of the group and was always the outsider. Now, for years, it didn't bother me, and I let it go, and I let it go, and I let it go. And, you know, when you have people like that in your life, you really have two choices. You have to really, well, three. One, you got to communicate with them. And if the communication works and everything's fine, then your choice is made. If it doesn't work out, then you have two choices. One is you remove yourself from the situation. Or the other one is just deal with it and say, I'm okay. I'm going to continue to live with that. Well, finally, things came. And hi, Simone. Love to see you. See, you guys, I love it when you write notes in there and ask questions and make comments. And Simone's awesome, so everybody should get to know her. We'll talk about that another day. But I had these crabs, and they were always pulling me down, pulling me down, pulling me down. Well, about 3 years ago, they crossed the line. They crossed the line. We'll just leave it at that. And I said to myself, I had communicated and communicated and communicated for, you know, almost 60 years. And I finally said, communication's done. And I removed myself from the situation. I became estranged from this group of people. And that was by my choice. And, you know, I had a great friend, and I wish I could remember the exact quote. But he put a quote up on Facebook. Oh, gosh, 2-3 years ago. And it said something along the lines. The connotation was that in speaking to his friends, if I choose to take another path, I'm not leaving you behind. I'm choosing to take another path and allowing you to continue to enjoy the path that you are on. One day our paths will meet up again. And it doesn't mean I don't love you anymore. It just means I'm on another path. And sometimes that's what we have to do, is remove ourselves from the situation. It doesn't mean we have to hate the other people. It doesn't mean we have to, you know, have that resentment and pettiness and revenge. Though those things are really easy to slip into when people have crossed the line and gone too far. In my case, again, I just had to say enough's enough and remove myself from the situation. And once I removed myself from the situation, I just have to show you this. This is what it was like. See the crabs? I mean, it was like this all the time. And you can see their crabs are trying so hard to get out, but the others are just grabbing them and pulling them back down. And it's amazing to me that you can have a full bucket of crabs and none of them get out. And, you know, we can't allow that in our lives. It's okay to remove yourself from the situation. It's okay to say they're a good person. They just weren't a good fit for me at this point in my life. And for anybody who has a crab in their life, that's pulling them down, and it can be from a variety of ways that they pull them down. It can be they mock you, or they discourage you, or they question everything that you do so that you second guess yourself. And sometimes we're our own crap. We have a fear of failure But honestly, I have found that a lot of my, well, not a lot, but several of my coaching clients have had a fear of failure. And we've actually talked a lot about crabs in the last 6 months, and these crabs in the bucket and the mentality that comes from it. So I've seen more and more of it come forth as people are finally coming to terms with, I don't have to live with these crabs and have them pull me down. They can still be part of my life. They just have to stay in their bucket, and I'm going to get out, and I'm going to escape, and I'm going to go be my own person. And I'm going to go be with people who don't put me in a bucket, but who are there to lift me up and to help me get to the next level, and who want to see me succeed. And that's what I want for all of you. I want you to find those friends that are going to lift you up, and that are going to help you succeed. And if you find you're stuck with those crabs in the bucket, send us a note. Send us a note at, and I think we've got it there. Jace, can you bring up staff at Dr. Karen Perkins? Yeah. Send us a note there, and let's see what we can do to help you get past those crabs. If you need coaching, I've got a couple openings. We can do coaching even. But crabs in the bucket. The reason that I brought this up this week is because those crabs I removed myself from, I am going to be forced into a situation where it's going to be, it won't be an option to not be in a small confined space with them. And I'm going to have to remind myself not to be allowed to be pulled back into the bucket, and to allow, not allow myself to pull down. And that goes right back to Dr. Viktor Frankl's comment, where he said the last of the human freedoms, they can, harm me. And in my case, they can mock me, they can accuse me, they can demean me, they can, try and do all kinds of things to harm me physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, but they can't change my attitude unless I choose, and yes, the word is choice, unless I choose to allow them to do it, because I have the choice of my thoughts and the choice of the freedom for me to say my attitude is not going to go where you would like me to go. And so it's kind of a downer this week. I don't mean to be a downer, but it's beautiful when you get out of those crabs, and when you get off on your own and you're succeeding. And I want that for everybody more than anything. Just absolutely more than anything. And I about exhausted trying to make it shorter than it was last week, make these short and sweet. But I do want to remind you guys, and Jace, I think you've got it. I want to remind you guys of the retreat that's coming up. It's October 12th through 19th, and it's fabulous. And I think Jace has got his short little promo on it, and we've got the link there that you can go to. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Perkins, and I am so excited to invite you to the Power of You retreat. This is an energy healing retreat that is like no other. See, I'm claircognizant, which means that I can look in your eyes with your permission, and I know what your soul needs at that very moment. And because of that, when you come to my retreat, because there's only going to be a handful of us there, I'm going to be able to start the retreat off by looking into your eyes, finding out what your soul needs, and then we will modify accordingly. Now, we already have tons and tons of activities and things planned, so we'll have a lot to choose from, but your needs will be met. This is all-inclusive, means everything but airfare is covered. This is meals, a shuttle to and from the hotel. Accommodations based on double occupancy, massages, yes, I said S, massages, yoga, sound therapy,
sweat lodge, and all kinds of things. And we are going to have the most transformative experience that you've ever had. You're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to go home with new friends, new hope, and with a sense of what it is you want and that you can do it. I will see you there.
Yeah, now see, I want y'all to come to the retreat because it's going to be healing for all of us. And, you know, when I say all of us, we all, I don't care what level you're at, where you are spiritually, we all have a moment where we need to be, renewed and rejuvenated and to have a new moment to reflect on our lives. And I just, for fun, as you listen to this podcast and you go through, I would love it if you would write down, and you can write somebody else's name if you need to, but write down, do you have a crab or a group of crabs? It could be coworkers, could be family, could be neighbors, could be anybody, maybe a group of friends. But do you have crabs in your life that are trying to keep you in that bucket? And if you want the whole webinar for free to send it to you, go ahead and write crabs, just C-R-A-B-S, crabs, in the comments, and we'll make sure that you get the webinar. And it's a pretty good webinar. I think you'll like it. Hey, Jace, do you have any crabs in your life?
Well, no comments.
Not me. You can say but yes. You don't have to give us names.
Yes, of course. Sometimes there are people who will try to control you. And I'm just at that space where I am preparing to make sure to free myself up from them. But I'm hoping to have a conversation with you about that. But yeah, just the preparation now and hoping for a better way of exiting in their lives in the future.
Awesome. Okay, now you need to put crabs down so we can send you the webinar. Yeah. Hey, Teresa, we'll make sure, or Tessa. Yes, Tessa. I got to put my glass, old lady glasses on. Tessa, we'll make sure you get that. I tell you, it's okay to have them as long as you identify them and you can move on from them. And remember Viktor Frankl's, we get to choose our attitude. And happiness is a choice. You can have a heavy heart, by the way. It's okay to have a heavy heart. It's okay to be sad. It's okay for those things and still choose to be happy. You're not happy about that thing. You have a heavy heart or you have sadness around that thing, but you can still have a happy life. Yeah. And I think that will be the Karenism I leave us today is, you can have a heavy heart, but you can choose to be happy. And if you guys got crabs in your bucket, share with us a little bit about your crabs in the comments. We'd be interested in hearing. Oh, and you know, if you find anything valuable with these, be sure to subscribe and to like, and it always helps with comments. And so subscribe and like, leave your comments. And that being said, I will see you next Monday. Oh, before I go, Wednesday, Power Surge. We've got Angelica Christie on, and Angelica is, well, she's an angel, thus Angelica. You will love her, absolutely love her, and it's at the same time, 11 a.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Eastern. I had to think about that, 1 p.m. Eastern, and you can find it there again on YouTube, on StreamYard, on LinkedIn, here on YouTube. Did I say Facebook? Facebook, YouTube. But come here and join us on YouTube, same channel at Dr. Karen Perkins. That being said, now I'm going to say, mwah! It's great to see you guys and see you later. Ciao for now.